My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, where I provide personal opinions, advice, reflection, and recommendations to help you and me stay human while building a successful, healthy, creative writing life. Sonatotum is the podcast companion to Scribtotum, my blog, at mattselznick.com. And now, the show. All right, so hey, it's episode 5 of the Sonatotum podcast. It's Sunday, June 2nd. I don't always share the date when I'm doing this, but yeah, there's a reason for that. That reason is, before I get to the main topic of the show, the thing I really want to talk about, which is sharing with you what I think is probably the most important skill, talent, tool that you can have to make you a better artist overall, but especially a better writer, a better actor. Any kind of art will benefit from this. Before I get into sharing that, the beginning of the month on my website at mattselznick.com, I share sort of how I did in the previous month, both financially and in terms of my sort of social reach, how the community of my friends and fans is growing or shrinking or what have you. And I do that all in a transparency report at my site at mattselznick.com/income-reports. So you can go there, or you can just go to mattselznick.com, and in the menu, in the little sidebar thing there, depending on whether you're on a phone or on a regular computer, if you scroll all the way down, you will see the transparency link, and just go there. But I thought, since I do that on the website every month, I should probably share that information on the podcast, because I know that the audiences definitely don't overlap, you know? You might be listening to the podcast and not really go to the website, and vice versa. So if you want like all the details, you'll want to go to mattselznick.com and click on the transparency link. But let's just go over it in brief. Now, if you've been a longtime listener, and this is episode 5, so it hasn't been that long, but if you go back a couple episodes to the State of the Start episode, which I believe was episode 2, you'll remember that my goal ultimately as an independent creator is to bring in at least $5,000 a month from my creative works and related sources, and ideally $10,000 a month to really be comfortable and be able to put some money aside and be able to do some greater good with my artistic community and my local community, but $5,000 a month, right, from creative stuff, all right? So in May 2018, my total gross revenue from clients and creative sources, and when I say creative sources, what I'm talking about are royalties from books and music, patronage from my patrons at patreon.com/mattselznick, and affiliate relationships, you know, when people buy something from a third party and I get a little cut, a little percentage of that at no extra cost to the person who does the purchasing. So that's when I say creative sources, that's what we mean right now. So in May 2018, total gross revenue was $3,835.13. Now remember, my goal is to make at least $5,000 a month from creative stuff. In May, I made $30. Of that $3,800, I made $30 from sources that were related to my creative endeavors. So we got a long way to go, folks, a long way to go. Now, expenses, and that's expenses related to my freelance work and to my creative work. And so that means things like paying for services and subscriptions and software and website hosting and things like that, was $1,340.96. Youch. That is over $700 more than I spent in April. And those are that's just the cost of doing business. That's just the cost of domain names and servers and supporting stuff like this very podcast and the servers and the bandwidth that it requires and software licenses and, some software licenses are annual, some are monthly. And so some months are going to cost a lot more than others. May sure did. So if you take the expenses away from the gross revenue, my net income to cover everything through May, rent and groceries and gas and utilities and, you know, the phone and cable and debts and everything, right? $2,494.17. So that works out to about $80 a day, which is almost $40 more per day from April. So that's lovely. Not satisfied with it by a long shot. Like I said, only $30 of that came from creative endeavors. And, you know, as a freelancer, who knows? I mean, I have a rough idea, but I don't have a great idea of how my report will be at the end of June, beginning of July. I could have a much worse month. For example, I know for sure that I need to buy tires for my car. So there's $400 right there, right? At least $400. That's going to be an expense in June that I didn't have in May. But there it is. That's, you know, this is the real life state of affairs for someone who is basically starting out as an independent creator with a couple of novels and some short stories and, you know, a couple of dozen songs out there in the world for people to buy, and 8 lovely patrons over at patreon.com/Matt Selznick. That's how it is. Now, in terms of my reach, my sort of community on various platforms, added 8 people to my mailing lists in May. So there's 601 people on the mailing lists. Like I mentioned, I have 8 patrons from which I get about $15 from every month. So yeah, half of my creative endeavors related income in May was from my beloved patrons. Social media, my folks on my Facebook page, Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, held steady at 597. I actually lost one and gained one for a net of 0. My Instagram page, which is also Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, 120 followers over there, which is up 6 from April. And Twitter, which is just Matt Selznick, 2,602 followers, which is down 11. So there it is. The mailing list growing tiny, tiny, tiny little bit, which is lovely. No change in patrons. And no change in Facebook. A little bit of bonus, a little bit of added reach on Instagram, and a little bit of a diminished reach on Twitter, for what that's worth. If you would like to become part of the community of friends and fans by joining my mailing list, you can go to mattselznick.com. It's right there at the top of the homepage. And I will send you an ebook copy, both EPUB and Mobi for the Kindle, of my first novel, the award-nominated former Amazon.com bestseller, Brave Men Run. Fan favorite. So you'll get that for free just by joining the mailing list. You can also subscribe to receive new Scribtotum articles, and you can subscribe to receive an email notification every time one of these episodes of Sonatotum comes out. It's all there at mattselznick.com. And again, Facebook, Instagram, that's both Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, and Twitter is just Matt Selznick. I'd say these days I am most active on Instagram and then Facebook. So there it is. In the interest of full disclosure and transparency and everything, that's how things are going at the beginning of June 2018. So a few days ago, someone asked on Facebook basically what other people in this Facebook group did to improve as a writer. And I read through the responses. There were quite a few responses before I had seen the question. And people were saying, you know, things like read this book or read that book or just read a lot, which of course is a good advice. And a lot of people said, you know, just put your butt in the chair and write. And so it was a lot of read this, read that, read this, read that, and write. That's all well and good. And in fact, I contributed first. My first response was to contribute a few books that no one else had mentioned, books that focus on the theory behind fiction writing rather than the craft, and certainly not on the marketing. So not about like grammar or how to create a character or things like that, but you know, things like, was it Aristotle's Dramatics and The Art of Dramatic Writing and really just core stuff. And I will have links to all of the books that I mentioned in the show notes for this episode, episode 5 at sonatotum.com or mattselznick.com. My focus in that first response to this person was, again, to put the emphasis on the theory and practice of storytelling, of crafting story, of how story works in the Western tradition over nuts and bolts type stuff or generic advice like just keep writing, which again, it's fine. Yes, you have to write, but you can save yourself a lot of time if you have some of these foundational skills, some of this foundational knowledge. So, you know, I pressed send and that was that. And then I thought about it. If I think back to when I was really just starting writing, the one thing that really would have helped me as a storyteller would have been to have a greater understanding of how people work, and especially how I work. Not how I work as in how I work at writing, but how I function, what makes me tick. Psychology, if you will. So I added another comment basically saying that, you know, if you really want to be a good writer of fiction, then start by having a very strong sense of self-awareness. Really know yourself and have empathy and extend the understanding that you have for yourself and how your fellow human beings work to the characters that you create. Which made me think even further down the line. And by the way, it's worth mentioning that that response had far fewer affirmations and positive reinforcement from other members of this forum than my just recommending assorted books. Because let's face it, folks, looking inward is hard work. And writing itself is hard enough already. And so I think people, maybe including the original poster, people don't want to think about that. But there can't be a disconnect between your own character and what makes your own character and the characters in your stories. I'm not saying that the characters in your stories should be you, but we contain, what's the old saw? I'll try to look up the source for this quote and put it in the show notes. We contain multitudes. I wrote a blog post some months back, and yes, I will link to it in the show notes, all about how to write a compelling bad guy, a compelling antagonist for your fiction. And my challenge was essentially, and I go into much more detail in the post and I recommend you read it, but my challenge essentially was to think of the absolute worst thing a human could do to another human. And then imagine what it would take you to do that thing. And once you're able to justify, to find a justification for, I mean, the most vile, horrible shit you can think of. Once you can find a justification for why you personally would do that awful, awful, awful thing, then you will be able to write that antagonist realistically. And yes, again, with empathy. It comes down to empathy. We must have empathy in order to effectively write believable characters that the readers care about. And characters are the foundation of any story. Or at least they should be. Even if it seems to be a plot-driven story, that plot is driven in turn, or at least it should be, by the actions of the characters. And the characters' actions are driven by their motivations, and their motivation is driven by their psychological makeup. And you must understand that. Now, granted, what was the awful movie that I just saw that, it was Pacific Rim. Now, I'm normally a fan of that director, and I love movies about giant monsters. That's one of my not-so-guilty pleasures. But this movie was horrible, and one of the reasons it was horrible was because the characters made ridiculous decisions that didn't match what we'd been told about them in terms of characters, and only served to push the plot forward. So the characters were serving the plot instead of the other way around. Now, I'm digressing a little bit, but when you see that happening in a story, when the teenager with the flickering flashlight goes alone into the basement when they know the serial killer is somewhere in the house, and you're pounding on your forehead in disbelief because no one in their right mind, and most people who are even idiots, wouldn't do that, right? That's an example of the plot driving the character instead of the other way around. The character being shoved into an action so that the plot can get to the next stage when it really should be the other way around. Anyway, that's kind of a big digression, but empathy, understanding and relating to your fellow humans, which means understanding a great deal and to a great depth about yourself. That's what's necessary. So it's probably a good idea to define what we mean by empathy. Sometimes you hear empathy and sympathy being used interchangeably. They are not the same. The writer and researcher Brené Brown explains this very clearly in a TED Talk that was made into a lovely little animation that I will, guess what, share with you in the show notes. Sympathy drives disconnection. Sympathy is seeing someone in an uncomfortable situation or a difficult situation, and it makes you uncomfortable. So you, in defense, in an attempt to not feel uncomfortable in the face of the other person's suffering, you back away. Sympathy is trying to fix something by applying, a solution that doesn't actually fit, or trying to fix something that you can't even actually fix. But it makes you feel better, and it puts some distance between you and that person's problem. Sympathy is, to use the example from Brené Brown, you see someone who's fallen in a hole and they can't get out, and you lean over and you look down into the hole and you say, wow, that looks pretty rough. Can I get you a sandwich? Yeah, it's not going to help at all. It's not going to help them get out of the hole. It might keep them from being hungry while they're in the hole, but hunger is not the problem. Hunger is a symptom of being in the hole. See? Empathy. Where sympathy is an engine of disconnection, empathy is a driver of connection. Empathy is being vulnerable and matching that person's situation to feelings that you have had based on experiences that you yourself had. It's about not being judgmental. It's about not being defensive. It's about putting yourself in their shoes and seeing the world from their perspective. It's seeing the person down in the hole and they are crying that they can't get out. And you climb down there with them and tell them that you understand, that you've been there. And by doing that, you share something about yourself so that that other person doesn't feel so alone. That's empathy. Empathy is vulnerability. And I've said many times over the years that vulnerability is an engine of connection. It's why I do this podcast. It's what I try to achieve in documenting this whole thing with me starting over as a beginning independent creator and making stuff and trying to find success and staying sane. Sharing my experiences is a way of me to sort of express preemptive empathy with you in the hopes that if you're going through things that are similar, then you know someone out there relates to you and that you're not alone. So how does this connect to creating characters? Well, this is going to seem a little strange, but the person you have to have empathy with, first of all, you have to have an understanding of, first of all, is you. You need to do the work. You need to be aware of your own shortcomings, your own challenges, your own true desires, your own true self. And that is not easy, my friends, because a lot of times, figuring out what those things are, you discover that they don't match the life you're living, the identity you're presenting as, the job you have, the relationship you're in. Oftentimes, we look at ourselves and find that who we think we are and what we are acting like are two different things. Conflict exists in ourselves. And I'm not saying you have to solve that conflict to have empathy for other people or to create good characters in your fiction or to write good fiction. But you must be aware of your own dichotomies. Let's put it really simply. You can't just cruise through your life and not examine it. I'm going to have to dig up this quote too, and I'll put it in the show notes. But the unexamined life is not worth living. Because you're not really living it. You're existing. You're taking in breath and expelling breath and making widgets at your job and perfunctorily kissing your wife goodbye on the way to work or your spouse, say, on the way to work or whatever. You know, you're just sleepwalking. This is the first thing that will make you a better writer. You must understand the conflict in yourself. Again, not saying you have to fix it, but you got to understand the conflict and the contradictions and the hypocrisies and all the messy shit that makes you who you are. Got to have an idea about that before you can extend that understanding to other people, other actual people in your world, your real world, your life, and have empathy for them. And before you can really understand and craft legitimate, relatable motivations and drives for the characters in your fiction. Now, you might say, well, you know, I just write entertainment. It's just for fun. Well, look, it's all entertainment, number one. And number two, do you really want to create something that immediately after people read it, they forget it? Empty calories for their imagination? Do you really want that? You know, you be you, but you may not be fulfilled. You will never create one of those great characters from fiction. And by fiction, I mean everything. Novels, short stories, comic books, movies, TV shows, plays. You will never create one of the great, meaningful, memorable characters if you don't get into your own head and get into their head and really understand yourself and them. It's the difference between, do you want to create Hercules from Hercules, the Legendary Journeys, you know, the Sam Raimi TV show with Kevin Sorbo that was just, you know, silly adventure of the week, whatever. Do you want to create a character like that? Or do you want to create a Han Solo, you know, who has depth and complexity and conflict and whose moral compass moves around a little bit? You know what I mean? Does that make sense? You got to go deep. You got to have an understanding of what's going on with that character. And the best way to do that is to understand your own motivations, your own complexities in your own personality. Because again, every character that you create, they're in you somewhere. You can, with enough well-developed empathy, you can imagine yourself making the choices that you make your characters make. Good or bad. Right or wrong. Positive or negative. We have all been heroic. We've all been idiots. We've all been kind. We've all been cruel. We've all lied. We've all sacrificed. We've all stood by while someone else sacrifices. Relatively speaking, of course, depending on your age and your life experience, you may not be able to immediately think of examples of all those things, but yeah, if you're an adult, pretty sure you'll be able to check off all those boxes. But are you aware of it? Do you ever spend any time actually looking at it? At at who you are? At really kind of understanding, oh yeah, well, I do this because of that. Or I understand why my friend did that thing. Because I've made choices like that. Empathy requires vulnerability, and vulnerability is the engine of connection, and connection to your fellow human beings, both in your actual life, especially in your actual life, and to the human beings that you invent for your fiction, it's the key. That's what I think. For me, sometimes it's what makes writing fiction so difficult, so exhausting. Because writing fiction is like acting. Except you're a one-person show, and you're playing all the parts. But to really play the parts, you have to become each of those people. You have to understand each of those people that you're playing, that you're writing, at a very deep level. You have to know why even a supporting character is acting the way they are in order to portray them in a realistic way. And knowing all this, not only does it enrich your fiction, it enriches those roles that you're playing, or if you're an actor in an actual performance, the role you're playing. But it is hard work, because as I've talked about in my articles, my Scriptotum articles, and as I will talk about again and again in this podcast, our brains don't really know the difference between imaginary stress, crisis, tension, conflict, and real stress, tension, conflict. The same chemicals are created in our brains, whether we are writing about two characters having a very, very difficult conversation or actually having a very, very difficult conversation in real life. It's exhausting. it's a lot of work. And maybe you're not ready to have that kind of, to put forward that kind of effort. Maybe you don't wanna. You're not ready to look at yourself, so you're not ready to write characters of that depth. It's what keeps me away from the keyboard sometimes. It's just the knowledge that it's going to be such hard work, that it's going to borrow a phrase from the last episode, that it's going to put me through the ringer. But the reward, oh, the end result is so much better than not going deep. Until you've had the experience of ending a writing session just in a cold sweat, until you've made yourself cry from your own writing, or ridden an emotional high for hours after you leave the keyboard, not because of what you wrote, but because of what went on between the characters that you wrote, I'm not sure I can explain it. I'm not sure you will have the ability to empathize with that. So I really, it is the best advice I can give to become a better writer faster. And hell, to become a better human being is to develop empathy, to understand how you work, how other people work, to be able to relate other people's experiences to your own because you've been there. As always, I would love your thoughts, your feedback on this episode. Usually I put a little pre-recorded thing at the end of the episode that goes through all the ways you can contact and all the things you can do. You know, I'm going to do that maybe organically for a while. If you would like to comment on this show, first and easiest thing to do is to go to mattselznick.com, click on the podcasts section, and go to the comments section for this episode 5 of Sonatotum. You can also just go to sonatotum.com. That'll take you directly to the page for the show and get into the comments section for episode 5. You can send me an email at mwsmedia@gmail.com. That's MWS as in Matthew Wayne Selznick. mwsmedia@gmail.com. If you enjoy the show and you'd like to support it, then right now the probably most important thing you can do is to spread the word. You can share the episode through Facebook and Twitter and other social media right there at the show notes page for this episode, episode 5, at sonatotum.com. You can... This is very helpful. About 70% of the people listening listen in iTunes, Overcast, or on the iOS podcast app. So if you're listening in iTunes, please rate and review Sonatotum in iTunes. It's so helpful. It helps raise the visibility of the show. If you don't use iTunes to listen and subscribe, maybe, you know, if you're an Apple user, you probably have iTunes installed. Just go ahead over there and look up Sonatotum in the podcasting directory and rate and review. No matter what method you use to listen to podcasts, whatever kind of app or software you use, please subscribe using the program of your choice. If you go to sonatotum.com, you'll see links to many of the most popular podcasting apps and directories, where you can click to subscribe in that app or directory. You can also just subscribe by copying the RSS URL at sonatotum.com right there on that page into the app or program of your choice. Subscribing means that you'll get the episode automatically as soon as it's uploaded. And And again, it helps raise the profile of the show itself. It's a big help. If you would like to help offset the cost, the actual financial cost of creating this show and of maintaining my creative endeavors, you can go to patreon.com/Matt Selznick and pledge as little as $1 a month, as much as $5 a month to support the show. Like I mentioned, I made about $30 from my creative endeavors last month, and it cost, what did I say, about $1,200 just to stay in business last month. So your patronage at patreon.com/Matt Selznick really does help. It really does. Every little bit helps. And in return for your patronage, there are things that happen. You get the unedited, uncut edition of every episode of Sonatotum a few days before the edited edition goes out to the rest of the world. So there's almost always a few minutes, sometimes a lot, of extra content that only my patrons receive through patreon.com/Matt Selznick. As a patron, you get access to my fiction serial, Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights. You get anything that I create in an electronic media, short stories, novels, music, sketches, whatever, you get automatically for as little as $1 a month. So I try to, you know, I try to over-deliver. I'm always interested in hearing what is of value to you as a patron. So become a patron. Yeah. Spread the word. But also, really, you know, I want to hear what you think about what I talk about. Is empathy overrated? Can you be satisfied and happy and successful as a creative person without empathy, without cultivating self-awareness? Make the argument. You know, that's fine. I'd love to hear it. Again, you can leave a comment in the show notes for episode 5 at sonatotum.com. Okay. Thank you so much for hanging around. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.